Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's your girl Octane. Taking a second from all this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our Nomad patrons, Dead Dog 47, Evie from HR, Genesis, Remington Cloutier, and Cass. We have our NCPD officer Klingster, our solo patron Cavett, and our cyber psycho patron, the Seven Sins. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Now let's dive back into some more chaos.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunked, your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. I'm your referee, Aaron. And I got some people here to play with me. You know, I got them to agree. So let's introduce them, starting with Daniel.
Daniel, I play the solo known as Sharpshot that is currently inhabiting a medical table.
Spiritually.
Oh, God.
And he's still not lacerate.
I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it.
I said it.
Stop it! I'm going to start saying it again.
I'm Ariel. I play the Nomad driver, Octane, who just drove her car into a building.
I don't think we need a recap now. To do major things.
I'm Toasty, and I play Mono, who was manning the gun of the car that drove into said building.
And then that just leaves us with our returning special guest, Genesis.
I am Genesis, playing Revelation, who is currently topless and dual-wielding pistols.
I forgot she was topless.
She's very topless.
The meme did not.
All right. I forgot about the fucking memes, dude. I need you to let Daniel do more stuff because he sent me so many of those. Please let him play so he doesn't have time.
No, I'll still have time.
He'll just wait in between turns. You know this probably. Man can create memes in less than 20 seconds.
No, I'm aware. I'm very aware.
Well, Genesis comes to us from the Cyberpunk Lurecast. And of course, Two Girls, One Ship. So thank you again for joining us.
Oh, yeah. I'm having fun. Let's go.
All right. So without further ado, let's go over a very, very brief recap. You guys did some stuff, some things, some heartwarming come-togethers, and then you drove into the side of a building. Recap over.
You forgot the part where we killed everybody and
I don't think I did. Don't think I did. Well, I'm ready to get into this. So let's dive in. You've just crashed into the side of your Ripper Docks building, and there are about four men in front of you with their rifles drawn. I'm going to let you guys take your actions first. You get one action apiece because that was surprising as hell. So go for it.
So I'm going to pop a shot with my rifle at, I don't know. There's four of them. Let's do the furthest on the left.
Okay, so you're going to pop out of the window and pop a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have half cover.
That's a 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
Yeah. Good. 19 points of damage.
Okay. So you shoot him in the shoulder, pushing him back slightly. Who's up next?
I can get out of the back seat and take shots. Yeah. Firing with brimstone. That is a 22 to hit.
That is a hit.
Woohoo!
Roll me some damage. Which one are you shooting?
Somebody that I can see.
We'll go for number one for sake of my mind.
For 13 damage.
Okay. So you fire and hit him center mass, and he kicks back again. He was not expecting all of this. For sure. All right. What do you want to do, Mono?
So if I remember correctly, because of my very lovely minigun grenade launcher thing, I can shoot the grenade and the gun at the same time, right?
You can, yes.
Okay, cool. We're going to go ahead and pop a shot, simultaneously launch a flashbang into that room.
Okay.
I'll go for the far one, so that, which I think is one still, right? So
yeah, that's still one, yeah.
I'll go for that one so that the flashbang is kind of like out of our radius. And just as I do, I'm like, hey, cover your eyes real quick.
So if you're firing both of these, I need a roll for both of them.
Okay. Both heavy guns, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Where's my, I have another die here as well. Okay. 69. sorry. So the six would put a 22, which I'll say is just the shot because the flashbang is more important.
Okay.
And then the nine puts a 25 for the flashbang.
Okay, so your shot misses, but the flashbang does hit.
Okay, cool. We need DV15 resist torture drugs for, I guess, them if they're clustered around all of them. I don't know. You can decide.
So one of them has passed. The fourth one has passed. Everybody else has failed.
Okay.
So they are blinded.
Yeah, for they suffered the damaged eye and damaged ear critical injuries.
Damaged eye and damaged
for the next ear. Minute.
Okay, here we go. Yep. Minus two and damaged ear is minus two. Okay, so they're getting a minus four penalty to perception checks.
Okay, and that's for a minute. So that's me.
That's you. Okay, well, I also need you to roll me 2d10 and let me know what you get.
Okay. 14.
Okay. So you have passed your malfunctions check.
Okay.
Anytime you fire this weapon with both at the same time, you'll have to pass a malfunctions check. And the more frequently you use this, the more difficult the function check is going to be.
Gotcha.
So as of right now, you've passed. You're going to still in working condition.
Cool.
So that brings us to an initiative roll.
12.
14.
12.
Ooh. Which one of you has the higher reflex?
7.
9.
Ooh, okay. All right, so our new order is going to be them, Mono, Octane, Rev. So they're going to go up first. And on their first round, they are going to lay down some suppressive fire. So, everybody that is out of cover right now, you need to roll me a will, concentration, and 1d10.
11.
I got a 16.
Okay.
26.
Okay, so Rev, Octane, you can't do anything on your next turn until you take cover. However, somehow, by miracle, Mono does not have to. Simply because I rolled a really terrible roll.
A miracle known as known as a 10 and a 7.
So, that is going to be the end of the people in front of you because they're all taking this action. However, everybody go ahead and roll me a perception.
I got 16.
Same.
11.
Okay, so Octane and Rev, you hear car doors opening up behind you. And as you guys are bolting to find cover, you see 6 more men jump out of the SUVs behind you. So that is going to end their turn. That's going to bring us to Mono.
I can see probably that like the dudes in front of us, the ones that are struggling to like see right now, like, or do they wearing helmets and stuff?
They are wearing helmets. But there's 3 of them are struggling to see. So they're just kind of shooting straight. They're not really that effective, but the one who is laying down some effective suppressive fire doesn't seem to be affected at all.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to shoot that guy. we're just firing the minigun portion. We're not double firing again.
Okay.
Oh. 24.
24.
Wait. 22. Sorry, I can't do
22.
Math.
22. Math is hard. Mm-hmm. So, 22 is going to be... Let's see. That is going to be a hit.
Okay, cool.
Damage.
24 damage with double sixes.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah, 25566.
All right, so you said crit?
Yeah, I got a 10 on that 2d6.
2d6, all right. Oh my God. Spinal injury. Can't take any actions the next turn, but a move action. Base save penalty plus 1.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That was a good shot for me.
That was a great shot. Not to mention, he looks pretty bad. You lay into him with this heavy fire and you damn near tear him in half. He just kind of drops his gun and immediately just starts holding his stomach.
Cool.
He's hurting.
Let's go.
He hurting. Alright, so that leads us to Octane.
So I'm just going back inside the car.
Okay.
Because I was half hanging out of it, so I'm just going to go back inside the car since I can't do anything.
Okay.
But I have a question. Can I grab something in the car as part of my movement?
You can move and still do something. So you're using your movement to take cover at this point. You still have an action where you can do something.
Okay. Grabbing my rocket launcher.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Rev, your go.
So with the guys that just came up behind us, can I turn and shoot at them, or do I have to get back in the car first?
You don't have to get back in the car. You've left the car door open, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. and it's an up-armored vehicle, so you could take cover behind that door.
Okay.
And still turn.
Yeah, let's do that. I don't like people coming up from behind. I will also announce that, so that way everybody, the mono, knows that there are people behind us as well.
I'm going to roll perception to see if I hear it as I'm laying into someone with a fucking minigun. I think that's fair. That's actually a pretty good roll for me. 17.
Okay, yeah, you definitely hear Rev screaming up that there's people behind you over the sound of the machine gun.
You take care of them, I got these ones.
All right.
As a bullet flies out and just nearly bisects a dude. Just...
I... Switching over to my fire pistol, which has incendiary rounds in it, and taking shot.
Let's go.
Let's go. That is a 23 to hit.
That is a hit. Roll me some damage.
14.
Okay, so he takes the hit like a champ, but you do have incendiary rounds.
Yep.
So that brings us back to their turn. Your suppressive fire has effectively ended since you took out the most accurately suppressive one, Mono. So they're still blinded and still deafened by this flashbang.
Yep.
But it is wearing off. The people to the rear of you immediately see one of their friends be engulfed in flames and begin to lay down suppressive fire from the rear. So I'm gonna need Mono and Rev, it looks like, are the only ones that are still out of cover, to go ahead and make me a suppressive fire roll.
That's a 9.
28.
So somehow, by an act of God, Rev still has to take cover because I got a 10.
Ugh. That's damn. Rude.
That's rough, buddy.
I rolled a 1 and then a 9.
Oh, incredible.
So I was like, oh, I guess I just get to take the... Oh, okay, suppressive fire sucks. All right, cool. So yeah, a 10. So somehow, Rip still has to take cover. But that is the end of their turn, since they all suck and can't do anything. Mono!
Alright. I dropped that one dude. I mean, he's still alive, but he's just kind of crawling around. I'm not worried about him right now. So I'm just gonna shift the gun to shoot one of the other guys.
Alright. Roll for some damage.
We're gonna roll to hit first, I think. Or do they just automatically take it because they're blinded?
They're just automatically gonna take it, yeah. They're definitely getting some major penalties.
Okay. Not as great. 19.
You shooting the guys in front of you still?
I'm just shooting one of them, but yes.
Okay, well then, yeah, you've definitely hit the first one since you rolled a 1 and a 9. These dice hate me.
Yeah, I'm doing like single fire right now. I don't... Funnily enough, I actually don't have any auto fire skills, so... Which would still only affect one target, I think, so it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... Slightly not as good, but still obscenely good. 22.
22. And you're not shooting the guy you shot before, right?
Right. He's like crawling around on the ground. He's not a threat right now, so.
Okay. So the one you just hit, go ahead and roll me 2d6.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Uh-huh.
7.
Foreign object. So as you're shooting him, a bullet is lodged into his waist. So now at the end of every turn, if he moves further than 4 meters, he on foot, he resuffers a critical injury.
Nice.
And, he collapses to the ground.
Oof.
Yeah, he not doing too hot.
Gotcha.
He's done for. Octane, you've taken your cover. You can come out a partial cover and use the rocket launcher if you want, because I know that's what you're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to get out, you know, like do my little thing out the window. Behind, to the people behind us. Mm-hmm. Just boom.
All right, roll, see if you hit.
23.
I'm not even going to roll because I know I'm going to fail miserably. All right, so 23. That's a hit. So it is 8d6 worth of damage.
29 points of damage, and I rolled 2 sixes.
Roll me 2 more d6 4 times.
That's 2, 5.
Okay.
9.
Oh God, okay.
4.
Okay, so this is what you've rolled. One of them has a dismembered arm. Ooh. One of them has a collapsed lung. One of them has a broken rib. And the other one has torn muscles. So none of them are doing well at all. They have all dropped their held items. So none of them have weapons anymore. And one of them just cannot move. Dear God.
They all blew up because this is rocket launcher and it goes boom. So they all blew up.
Well, that means Rev doesn't have to take cover. Rev, if you have a way to finish all of them off at this point, I will allow a coup de grace.
I'll look around me. Is there anything useful in this amazing car?
I don't know. Did any of you leave any rocket launchers or anything lying in the back?
Okay, so I have rockets. I have a grenade launcher. I have grenades. I have, like, anything fun you can think of, Octane's got it in her car.
Yeah.
Also,
all of Mono's stuff is in the
liquor.
all of Mono's, like, stuff is probably in the back seat. So, like, she's definitely got a couple different rocket launchers and a bag with just an absolute metric fuck ton of grenades in it. Different kinds too. So
it's probably an attache case in the trunk with some business suits in them.
She's just looking in her immediate vicinity. So,
which would be the interior, I guess, probably not the trunk, mm-hmm. But yeah, there'd be a bunch of shit.
So essentially, Rev, the possibilities are endless right now. Molotov cocktails, grenades, rockets.
This is a car that Octane and Mono frequently are in, so...
Rev would never sacrifice liquor for a Molotov cocktail unless absolutely necessary. There's a grenade right there. I'm going to take the grenade over the liquor.
I'm going to remove that from my inventory.
Yep, go down one. All right, are you just going to chuck this grenade? How are you going to do this? How are you going to coup de grace 4 people?
Asshole says what? And then throw it.
So you just lob this grenade. It kind of just hits the ground, bounces a little, and then rolls up to one of the guys' face, and he goes, what? And then it just explodes.
Yeah. I like that.
I did not anticipate this at the fuck all.
How do you not anticipate a rocket launcher being used every combat? Like, come on.
I figured you guys might be like, it might be too close and, you know, oh my God, shrapnel and all these other things. No, but you guys were like, fuck it. YOLO.
Yes.
Cyberpunk is the definition of YOLO.
We just threw through a fucking building, bro. What do you...
You definitely did.
Mono, I took out my six. What are you doing up there? I still see men standing.
Don't try to take credit for all of that. I know Octane fired that fucking rocket launcher. Don't get snippy with me.
So at this point, you have three enemies ahead of you. They are... Yeah, they're still fucking blinded, so they're not going to do a fucking thing except lay down suppressive fire again.
Okay, you want that will save?
I want the will save, but I don't think it's going to matter because they are not rolling for shit. Oh, that one did.
Hey, I didn't roll a 10 on this one. You may have a chance.
I may have a chance on this one because he didn't roll shit either.
14.
That means you actually have to take cover this next round.
Cool.
Because I got a 20.
Nice.
The rest of them sucked and didn't do anything, so they're probably shooting the walls and shit behind them.
Nice.
So one of the guys is somehow, by miracle, is still firing actively at your vehicle. The other ones are turned all kinds of around. So that brings us to Mono's turn.
Cool. Question. Can I, like, put all of myself and set my arms in the vehicle and count as taking cover?
Yeah, but you just have to take a form of cover. So that would be...
Okay.
Technically taking... Yeah. You could even go down. I would argue that you could just kind of drop yourself down into cover. Like a... Almost like a three quarters cover kind of thing.
Okay.
And still be able to effectively fight and fire.
Okay. Then I will do that. You said two of them are, like, dropped right now, like, on the ground?
Yeah, two of the ones in front of you are dropped.
Okay, cool.
So that means there's two left.
I'm shifting to one of the ones standing, then.
Okay.
24. I can't math 24. Today, bro.
Let's see. Nope. Okay, yep. You hit. Roll me some damage.
22, but with double sixes.
Damn. All right. Roll me again.
I know, dude. My fucking damage rolls are wild today. 6, 6, 5, 4, 1.
Jesus.
I know. They want to fucking 7 again for an object.
Yep. For an object. So he kind of drops. He's still effectively firing, but he just still drops to his knees. So, Rev, what do you got?
More shooting. But I think first...
More shooting.
More shooting. That's what I got. Can I use the car door as half cover? Just kind of like pop up, take a shot, and then get back down?
I would argue that you could do the same thing with the door, three quarters cover, and just kind of like peek around the corner of the door. Since the way it is right now, your door opened directly into the wall. So if you wanted to slightly shut the door, you could probably peek around the door and still have the wall and the door protecting you.
Got it. I like that idea even better. So let's do that. I'm okay. Still holding fire, so we will go with the incendiary rounds and kaboom. Yeah, the one who's still standing.
Okay. So go ahead and roll for me.
That is a 19.
19. Okay. That is a hit. Roll me some damage.
9.
Okay. You hit. Doesn't seem like he'd done any damage, but it does cause him to ignite. So that is going to be the end of their turn. And then we're going to run back. End of your turn. Now we're going to run back to their turn. They will pop shots at the car. Betsy is going to be taking a whopping 26 points of damage directly to the bulletproof glass, which is only 30 hit points.
It's
got 4 hit points.
Yeah, so your glass begins to shatter left and right. The last one is going to roll a grenade under Betsy. It does not get under Betsy, but it does get in the vicinity of Betsy. So Betsy will still be taking a little bit of damage.
A lot of hit points, so she's good.
So you're going to be taking 7 points of explosive damage.
Okay.
And, yeah, that's the end of their turn. Do you want to take a turn?
So how many's in front?
2, and they're both looking pretty rough.
I'm just going to take my gun and shoot.
Okay. So you got 1 standing and 2 are on the ground, but 1 isn't moving much.
Well, the 1 standing then.
Okay.
28 to hit.
20 is a hit.
Jeez.
Go ahead and roll me some damage. I'm not even going to try to roll that one.
Ooh, I rolled 2 sixes again.
Son of a... This guy's already hurt.
I've been critting these
Genesis
dudes.
Made sure he's on fire.
So that's 20 points of damage. And I rolled the 2 sixes.
Oh, God. Okay, armor of blades. All right, what's your 2 sixes?
6.
6. Broken arm. Can't use this arm. Oh, God. He drops his gun. So suppressive fire is over. Dropping the gun. Good night, Moon. Okay. So that brings us to Mono. There is zero reason why you need to hide anymore.
Cool. Pop back up. It's these two guys, right? Like, they're just done, and this other one's, like, struggling.
There's 3 guys. 2 are on the ground struggling, and now this guy has his arm broken.
Cool. Honestly, I just want to, like, noob tube the one standing. So I'm going to noob tube him with, let me see what I got in my thing there. Smoke grenade, I guess. It's the only non-lethal one. But I am essentially trying to kill a dude with a grenade by direct impact. So
roll damage. And if it hits, you're going to roll very heavy melee damage,
which is 4d6.
Yep.
Okay. 20. I can do math this time. 21.
That is a hit. Okay. Roll me some damage.
11 points of damage.
So you don't noob tube him. Sorry about you.
I mean, technically, he just doesn't die, unfortunately.
He just doesn't die, yeah. He gets thumped in the chest, and now the entire area is filled with smoke screen. Oh, God.
Sorry, I gotta do stupid shit. It's fun. These guys are literally doing nothing, so might as well do dumb shit.
Octane, it's your go.
I'm gonna just run him over, then.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna yell to... Mono and Rev, like, hold on, and I'm just gonna...
Okay, so first off, you're gonna hold action. Everybody else will take their turn, and then once they decide what they want to do, then you can drive off, because Rev isn't in the car right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's fine. No, you're fine.
It's so we're in a shop. Like, even if Rev isn't in the car, Rev will be like 20 feet away. It's not a big deal.
It makes it funnier. We'll just do it that way then. You press the gas. You go forward. Rev's door gets slammed into the wall and shuts. And Rev is left behind as you smear 3 guys across the concrete floor. And you burst through the second wall. That is the end of combat. Now there is smoke screen filling up this building and filtering its way out. And you all can hear sirens in the distance.
Ah, fuck.
So I'm going to go where the dude showed me the opening. So I'm going to go there and be like, you got to hurry up.
So you need to roll me a perception with a minus Let's see. Minus four. Because the smoke screen in the area.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I rolled a four, so that's a 13 then.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to find it. You can't see the smoke screen.
Okay, well, I'll just still holler out then.
Okay. So, as you're hollering, you hear the grinding of metal, and you guys start to hear something moving above your heads. It sounds like a grinding belt.
I really thought you were going to say, I hear a grinding of metal, and then I fall through a door, because I was on top of it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would have been great.
I'm going to look up.
There is a conveyor belt above your heads that is moving. And you see, eventually, your friend Sharpshot gets pulled across on a hook right above your car.
I duck inside the car.
Yeah, I'm going to get back in the car.
Hey, Rev, so, we got to go.
Okay, I will run towards...
After...
I'll try getting in the back seat.
Okay, so you open the door, which isn't jammed, surprisingly. You jump in, and as soon as you jump in, you feel somebody's hands push you over to the side. And as you look up, it's the Ripper Doc.
Mm.
And he gets in and just slams the door behind him. And you... see Sharpshot's body just thump onto the hood of your car.
Hold on, Sharpshot. As I'm saying to an unconscious body. Everyone's in the car, right? So I'm hitting reverse and trying to go back out the way I came in.
I like scrabble to like... I know we had like the hook and winch system thing going on before. Can I like scrabble out and try and reach across from my little... gunner port to try and just get a hook on him just so that even if he falls off the car hood, he'll just drag.
Roll me a reflex.
Okay.
First. Reflex versus reflex. We'll see who's faster at hitting the gun to the pedal to the metal.
It's definitely Octane. I'm not even like I have no faith in myself.
I hope not.
Can I add my Sandevis? Wait, is it my Korenzikov, because it makes me faster.
Yes, you can add your Korenzikov.
Okay.
Just a reflex?
Yep.
12. I rolled low.
I also rolled low. 12.
Oh, so this is how this is going to go.
That's
down.
With the plus two from the Korenzikov, so you know I rolled real low.
As soon as you stomp on the gas, Mono realizes what you're going to do, jumps out of the gunner seat, and grabs the hook just as Sharpshot's body begins to fall off the hood and hooks onto his belt. The cord pulls taut and... his body is loosely hanging on the grill of your car at this moment.
It's fine.
I'll be fine.
So you have officially backed up. Mono is hanging on the front of your windshield. And you have Sharpshot's body hanging off the front grill.
So am I out of the building now?
You are.
Okay.
Poor Sharpshot went from being a trailer hitch in the back to now he's a hood ornament in the front?
Yep.
Perfect.
So you have three blocks to go. The sirens are close.
Are they in front or behind?
They kind of sound like you need to roll a perception.
21.
They are behind.
All right, then I'm going forward.
And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jambas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter @cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.